Welcome, and this is a time together to be spending really sweetly and boldly with our beloved black spruce. If you have black spruce available to you to bring into this meditation, actually the actual oil, please go ahead and grab it and bring it. And if you don't worry, you can still do this meditation and have a very powerful, clear, and guided meditation without the actual oil with you. So find a quiet space and sit or lie down. I'm sitting because I'm taking the black spruce right now and I'm going to apply it to GV4, which is the point between the kidneys on the back. It's on your quantum acupoints chart. And GV16, which is at the base of the occiput, your head bone, basically. And so now I'm holding both of these. And if you like, even if you don't have the oil, you might like to touch these two points just to activate them. Setting and sealing sacred space and sacred circle here for myself, for you. And calling on the spirit, the consciousness, the soul of black spruce to come in and be present with us, to reveal to us what it would like us to know at this time, and to open up passageways and pathways in our body, in our mind, in our soul that are of benefit to our own beautiful heart, to the blossoming of our soul, and also to the benefit of all other beings that we are in exchange with because of the simple goodness that we're gifted through this oil. And as you feel a sweet connection being made between that oil and the point, or between your hand and the point, you feel some shifting. I know I felt my neck relax, like it didn't have to carry such a heavy load, that it can share that load with the other muscles in my neck and in my back and in my chest. And I also felt a strengthening in my lower spine. As I felt those shifts, I released my hands. And I'm taking just a little bit of the black spruce and dabbing it under my nose here to have the fragrance very near while we're sitting together. And just like all of the meditations that we do with the oils, everything that you experience is part of what it is that that oil wants to share. So if you're experiencing discomfort in your body, if you're experiencing a struggle with your mind because it's racing and you want it to be more calm, if you're experiencing resistance anywhere in your physical body to the posture that you're in or to the time that you're taking to do this, just noticing everything and staying still. It's choosing the position of stillness inside of yourself despite all the activity that is you, despite all of the momentum and the buzzing of the mind. And as you choose to put your attention on the you that is stillness, I want you to start to feel and envision yourself as a grand black spruce tree, standing tall, feeling the roots going down into the earth. And this earth that your roots are going down into, it's filled with water, microorganisms, fungi. It's teeming with life. And that life is all friendly. You can feel it surrounding your roots, nourishing your roots. This dynamic, symbiotic relationship with you and the underworld. Feel how it's nourishing, how it's stabilizing, how it's reminding you every millisecond that you could never be alone, that you could never be truly alone. And that no matter what you've done or haven't done in your lifetime, that you are always surrounded by these beautiful, life-filled entities that want only to give life and be in exchange of life with you. And this cycle, this endless cycle of life connected to the death, connected to the life again, connected to the death, connected to the life again, this churning and this moving of cycles of life, feel the team of beings connected to you in this way, in the underworld, to your roots, to the water, to the soil. And allowing your attention to come up from your roots, emerging up above ground, yourself, seeing yourself, feeling yourself as tree, as a solid tree, feeling each layer of your natural strength and protection, the bark, the layers of bark, and each ring of tree growth. Each ring of tree growth that relates not only to every year you have lived on this earth in this incarnation, but you can also feel and be aware of these metaphysical rings that have to do with previous incarnations. Of the wisdom that comes through you, through the ages of your soul, through the evolution of your soul beyond just this time and space. Feeling this ancient wisdom in the truth of you as tree right now. The ancient truths, the ancient knowings, the ancient stories, they are all contained within you as tree. And feeling the kind of ease, the kind of strength and restfulness that comes from this wisdom, that comes from this timelessness, can feel the fear around time running out, around not enough time. You can feel the fear of any kind of lack in relationship to your own capacity as a strong, capable, and also vulnerable human in this life. Any fear in relationship to that. You feel that fear just simply transmuting and moving out of your body in relationship to anchoring into this truth of you as tree. Within you as tree, there is everything. All of your insecurities or doubts, your worries, your struggles, all of the things that you may be ashamed of or not proud of. And simultaneously, there is you as wisdom. You in the full beauty of your soul. You with the knowing in your bones of your purpose. Of your soul's signature. And feeling how this tree and everything contained within the tree, that there's space for all of it. For all that you're happy about. For all that you have shame about. For all that you feel so capable of. And for all that you feel so incapable in relationship to. And feeling how contained within this tree, within you as black spruce, there is no conflict between these two. There is no conflict between this light and this shadow, between that which you love looking at and that which you struggle to see. It's just simply all contained. And inviting in the essence and the spirit of black spruce, the medicine of black spruce right now, to go in and nourish these different places and spaces where we've tucked away all of that that we feel ashamed about, that we feel unworthy in regards to, where we may feel like an imposter, not good enough, not strong enough, not special enough. Letting this strength and this power and this medicine of black spruce and its particular form of nourishment and strength, let it go to each one of those places right now. Each one of those thought forms, those old beliefs, those places in your physical body. And as this strength and this medicine of black spruce goes to these places, you feel the chi within them, the energy within them, rectify itself, lift itself up in strength of acknowledgement. And in this strength of acknowledgement, the energy of shame simply releases. Right now, the energy of shame, of unworthiness, of self-doubt, of self-loathing simply evaporates up and off and out of your body. Of your psyche, just like water vapor off of a lake in the morning. And in its place, you are filled with the truth of you, of all of you. You are filled with the truth of you that could never be separate from all of life. You are filled with the truth of you that could never marginalize that which we're afraid of. The truth of you that embraces all and sees all because it is all, revealing itself to itself in each moment, in no time and time. Be filled with this steadiness of you as black spruce, the ancient one. And bringing your attention to all of the glorious green needles that make up your beautiful black spruce coat. Feeling the gloriousness of how you present yourself to the world with this lush, green, fragrant presence. With your shape as a triangle, growing more and more pointy as you get to the top, pointing directly up to the heavens, pointing directly into your higher self, to your higher guidance, pointing directly up to the sunlight of the spirit. And feeling simultaneously this apex of you pointing up to the sunlight, and the roots of you down into the wet, cool earth. And the trunk of you steady and stable and sturdy in between, ever connecting all of the parts, ever moving all of the resources to exactly where they need to be at exactly the right time. This is you. Feeling the ease of the knowing of everything being exactly where it needs to be. The ease of knowing that there is no problem. And putting your attention now to the very top, just below the very top of your tree, of you as black spruce, and see this sweet little cone crop growing out in a protected space near the apex of you. And this cone crop contains all the little seeds of potential, the ideas, the potentials, all of the many potential births for your life. And feeling how these cones and these seeds are just naturally supported, taken care of, elevated, tended to, and nourished by the presence, by the connection of black spruce. Feeling how black spruce itself takes care of its seeds, takes care of its potentials, takes care of this precious resource. And feeling that in your own bones right now. Feeling in your womb, whether male or female, any seeds of potential, any eggs of future births. And feel how your body knows exactly what to do with those potentials, with those seeds. The nourishment, the care, the protection. And I want you to put your hands anywhere on your body where you feel the presence of this cone crop within you. It might be in multiple places, it might be in one place. Placing your hands there. And feeling the medicine of black spruce run through the central core of your being, down and through your hands, out of your hands, and then back into your body, into these places of the cone crops, into these places of your precious seeds. Feeling them be nourished and fortified by the ancient truth that is you. Feeling any fear or trepidation around possibilities, around potentials, and around the unknown simply draining out of your magnificent tree trunk down into the earth, evaporating off of your needles, your beautiful green needles, and out into the air. And now letting every dream, every heart and soul desire that you carry be nourished directly in its core right now with the medicine of black spruce. Receiving that medicine even more, even deeper now. And in closing, ask Black Spruce if it has anything else that it would like you to know at this time, any other personal messages for you. And as you're ready, only as you're ready, coming back into the physical space and form that you are in, and please take a couple of minutes to write down your insights and also messages from Black Spruce. These messages come in a vision type space, and so it's easy to forget them, even though we may have best intentions to remember. So write it down. And do something today that feels like an expression and is an expression of your gratitude and your appreciation of black spruce and the medicine that it's given you today. It might simply be going outside and breathing the fresh air. It might be drawing a picture. It might be sharing this oil with another soul. And from my heart to yours, sending immense gratitude to you and to this beautiful, beautiful oil.